Media.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Kelly Kinslin and Lise Saunier from ESA, here to talk about an art exhibit that opens at the Acadiana Center for the Arts today. The ACA is very committed to art and art education. I know if any of our listeners have been to the ACA for an art walk, they've always noticed that there's student work up on the walls. So they're very committed to that. And they committed a lot of space for the ESA art show, which opens this evening at the ACA and will run through Art Walk, I believe, and afterwards. So a lot of opportunity to see that. Elise, you are one of the art professors, teachers over at ESA.
Yes, mm-hmm. In the upper school.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, you've worked with ESA for a number of years, and actually your children, I believe, are there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a ninth grader and an eighth grader. My ninth grader is actually quite involved with the pottery program in particular at ESA.
Loves so it. Some of their pieces of art may be in this show.
There will be pieces of pottery on display, yes.
All right. So you're a proud art mother.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the art program is very extensive, and that's one of the reasons that there are actually hundreds of pieces in this art show that people will be able to see. So, Kelly, maybe you can describe that program and a
sure.
bit of the mission behind it.
What's different about this program, this is our first school-wide exhibit. We've done exhibits with our elementary school and some with middle and upper. This is the first time that we'll have pre-K 3 through 12th grade works in one room on display. And so visitors will be able to see the progression from young children as young as three all the way up through our most advanced students in 12th grade. And we do offer a broad variety of disciplines. And
so you mentioned pottery.
We mm-hmm. have pottery, wheel pottery, and then we also have wet lab photography with the film printing. And of course, we have mixed media. We do some computer design. And then Elise here specializes particularly in 2D arts, and it's an extensive program. We're very very supportive of the arts.
Well, and that's a real interesting observation you made about it. First of all, just being the very first pan-grade exhibit that you all had, from the three-year-olds all the way to the seniors, and how interesting for not only the parents but for those of us in the public to see this exhibit, just to see that progression mm-hmm. of artistic sophistication that mm-hmm. happens in a really good arts program, and to see what that can do for the children.
Absolutely.
It's a really great opportunity. It's not just like, oh, here are the seventh graders. You know, and so you see the seventh graders, but you really do see that full progression.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this exhibit will be at the ACA, and how long will it be up, Kelly?
The exhibit opens today. Mm-hmm. It's at Acadiana Center for the Arts. It's on Vermilion Street, downtown Lafayette, and it runs today, Monday through Saturday, through April 12th, and the hours are 10 to 5, and then on Saturday, April 12th, is the Art Walk for downtown Lafayette, and we will be a stop on the Art Walk. In addition, there will be two performing arts shows that are going on. They're identical shows at different times. Those are in the evening of April 12th at 5:30, and then another show at 7. And here again, it's going to encompass a broad range of grades from first all the way up through 12th. Visitors will have a chance to see kind of an overview, snippets of sort of a montage, a little bit of everything. They'll see our young students who were preparing for their spring musical that's coming up, and then as well as there will be a couple of dramatic scenes with our drama students, and then our chorus, and we'll have some segments from Grease. We just did spring musical Grease with our middle and upper schoolers, as well as a rock band, I believe. So it's folks will have a chance. That's the visual arts exhibit is free mm-hmm, to the public. Mm-hmm. Performing arts, there is a fee. It'll be held at the James Devin Munkus Theater there at the ACA, and it's tickets range from $5 to $15.
And you just call the ACA for those tickets?
Or you can go online to the ACA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sounds easy. So a real great sampler of the artistry of your students, not just the visual arts, but also the performing arts.
Exactly.
Well, Elise, Saunier, not only are you teaching at ESA right now, but you are an alum.
Mm-hmm.
And were you very interested in art even as a student back in high school? Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was interested in teaching art as well, but mm-hmm. I figured that wouldn't be my path because I didn't want to teach art anywhere but ESA. And I also have a little girl in pre-K-4,
okay.
the lower school.
So a nice little circle of life there. Mm-hmm. Well, we just heard Kelly mention all the different kinds of art that you all teach there, and that will be represented in the exhibit that opens tonight, and again, that people can see at the ACA. So again, talk about this full range of arts and why you feel as an art teacher that it's so important to offer that many types of art to your students.
Well, this curating the show was really a challenge. Mm-hmm. It was exciting because of the volume of work, and it was important to us to represent all of the lower school students that's appropriate at that age level, and they're so excited to see their work in the show. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle and upper schools, what we decided to do was to try to represent each of the disciplines that we offer well. And so you'll see some work in photography, some work in painting. You'll see some sculpture items and some ceramics, as Kelly said. And so we have a really good representation of what we offer at ESA.
Mm-hmm. So for the younger grades, you're really just trying to make sure they're all represented.
Yes, there. Absolutely.
So how many pieces do you think are in the show?
Oh, gosh, I didn't count them, but I hung them all. Uh-huh. And I'd probably say there's got to be 500 pieces.
Oh, my goodness.
There are a lot.
So a lot of great representation. But when you do get into the upper grades and you're representing all the different genres that you will teach over there in art, do the kids have to take all of those different disciplines, or do they kind of naturally start focusing on one or two of them?
One of the wonderful things about our program, in my eyes at least, is that we offer depth in mm-hmm. a discipline. And so a student can choose to focus exclusively on something like digital design mm-hmm. or exclusively mm-hmm. on pottery and mm-hmm. wheel working mm-hmm. And really dig deep into that one discipline. They can also take a number of different classes at the same time if they want. So mm-hmm. they can do pretty much, they can design their curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you've just finished hanging this exhibit. Describe some of the works for us, things that we could see if we go to the exhibit.
Sure. The first thing you'll see when you walk into the exhibit can be seen from the street, in fact, if the doors are open. And it's this very large tiled piece of work that was done by our lower school students concerning concentric kirigami. So they're cut paper, and they're very colorful and very eye-catching. And then you turn around and you'll see something totally different, really small-scale black and white prints. There's a lot of fine drawing in the show this year that we're really proud of. Really, there's a great representation across the board.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of your specialties is drawing, painting and drawing. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you do to encourage your students in their drawing and painting education? I mean, there's different ways, different methods. What do you find most useful with kids to increase their skills and sophistication?
Well, really, one of the things that happens is that I don't end up teaching the same course twice ever. Mm-hmm. I try to follow the interests and the skill sets of the students that happen to be in any mm-hmm. given class because mm-hmm. the classes are small. One of the major pieces in this exhibit is a collaborative piece that was done by two students last semester in my drawing class. They didn't intend to do a collaborative piece. It just naturally led there, and mm-hmm. the work is really strong, and they're really proud of it. And they discovered that collaboration works really well for them. Mm-hmm. So just following the interests and the abilities of the students can bring out the best in them.
Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating to just hear teachers talk about their students, in large part because we have so many amazing visual artists who have come out of this area who were once students and high school students. And it's great to hear them talk about their influences and what inspired them. Because you know some of these young people who are in this exhibit one day will be the Dickie Landrys mm-hmm. and the Elmer Morgans and all of these wonderful artists who have come out of this area and gone on to become professional artists showing around the world. So it's just, so I guess the part of my question is, you know, someday, decades from now, there will be a student who says, you know, yes, and Miss Sonia did this and it inspired me. Do you remember something that particularly inspired you as a student in your art classes?
Oh, goodness. That's going back a long time for me.
So
I do remember sitting down with my drawing teacher, and we drew each other I don't remember mm-hmm. if this was part of a class or just for fun outside of a class. We drew each other one afternoon, and then about a year and a half ago, I found the drawing that she had done of me mm-hmm. in the bottom of a flat file in the classroom, and it was very surreal. But just kind of taking time to have individual contact with students like that, mm-hmm. it made a big difference for me.
Well, absolutely. When you see that your teacher feels that you're worthy of sharing an exercise like that, that almost as though you are equals and artists who are just still learning, both of you, that can make a big difference. Do you have students who in this exhibit who are thinking of going on to art school?
I hope so, and maybe they will, and they don't know that yet. A lot of the work that we've got is from students who are still in 9th and 10th grade. Mm-hmm. We have a senior show coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks, so the seniors are busy working on that show. So I'm not sure where our kids are going to end up, but they certainly would have a fighting chance. We've got some strong contenders.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good recommendation. So tell us about some of the paintings. I think people are always interested in what people paint and how they choose their subjects. Are they allowed to choose their own subject matter? Do you give them something to paint?
It's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. What I do is I walk them through a lot of the familiar genres. So they always do a still life and they always do a landscape. They do a self-portrait. I feel like those are things that are pretty important when you're starting to learn to paint. They're basics. However, the way that they choose to execute those stylistically or in terms of their concept, a self-portrait doesn't always mean a perfect likeness. It can mean something else as well. And so I let them explore that a bit. And then, of course, many students choose to make other works outside of what I'm having them work on at the same time. So they're developing their own body of work.
So the pieces that are represented by your high school painting students, are they the ones generally that you've assigned that we'll see in the exhibit, or are some of the more creative, personal ones? Is there a mix?
There's a little bit of both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be seeing that. And talk a bit about some of the younger grades. What kinds of works will we see there? Were they assigned very particular subject matter, or were these a little more personal and creative?
Well, I love the way that the lower school arts are run. The teacher generally finds a point of inspiration, whether it's a children's book, and she has them examine the style of the author and the illustrations, and then they will produce some work and kind of explore that style. And so you'll see some groups of work that are the result of projects like that. And really, we all have the same goal in mind, that we're trying to get our students to be visually literate in design language. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing that even if they don't realize it through these kinds of projects and assignments.
Visually literate, that's a wonderful phrase. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Elise Sonnier and Kelly Kinslin with ESA. There is a large group show that opens at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tonight and runs through Second Saturday Art Walk on April 12th. It covers pre-K 3 through the seniors, so an amazing range of ages and styles and subject matter that you can see in this show. It's open to the public, Kelly?
It is. It's open to the public, and the visual arts exhibit is free. And then we will also, on Saturday, April 12th, we hope folks will stop in and see us during Art Walk, and we'll also have a performing arts show with students from all divisions, lower, middle, and then upper school, all grades, 5:30 and 7 p.m. at the James Devon Munkus Theater that evening.
Okay, and this is a great time for Art Walk. It's spring. Generally, the weather is wonderful, so there are usually a whole lot of people out and about. And again, just, kudos to the Acadiana Center for the Arts for focusing on arts education and allowing the students to just take over. And in fact, you all, I think, are taking over the entire second floor.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Inside the art room, and then, of course, on all of those wonderful wooden walls. So how was it hanging the show with all of those pieces?
Some long days, but, of course, it's a blast. I love doing this kind of work, and this is what we're excited about, is showcasing our student achievement. Athletes and academics are celebrated very frequently, and it's wonderful to show.
Right.
It's wonderful to show.
And what a great thing that the main exhibit in the main gallery is about portraiture right now. And so an opportunity for your students to see that range of styles and artists who are represented in that show. So that's always a good thing, because the students do come in for their exhibit, but then they get to see these professional artists as well and know that they're hung in the same place as those artists. So have you gotten a a chance to see that exhibit yet? I've heard it's really, really good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that the students will get a chance to do that. So you said the seniors are busy doing their projects. So they have some works included in this show that they did, and they're creating others for their senior show as well. When does that open up?
That's right. That opens on April 28th.
Okay, so they still have a few weeks
yes.
to get over the excitement of this exhibit and then to get ready for their senior show.
Yes.
Anything else we should know about the exhibit? Any special pieces that I know you don't want to play favorites with the students, but are there any pieces that you particularly enjoy looking at? And
My drawing students, I have to go back to my drawing students. I have a series of very large-scale self-portraits that are just really eye-catching, and I'm really proud of my students for these works. They can't be missed. So
okay, well, I'm sure we won't miss them if they're large, and we'll be sure to take a look for them. Again, Kelly Kinslin and Elise Saunier from ESA. Elise Saunier is an art teacher. She helped to curate and hang the exhibit that opens at the ACA tonight. Is it? And when you say it opens tonight, is there an actual opening people can go to, or it just?
No, it's actually today. We're just the standard daytime hours, 10
okay.
to 5, and
all
then
right.
We'll have the evening of April 12th.
Okay. So rush right over. You have until 5 o'clock to see the exhibit until 5, and then, of course, all day tomorrow and through the weekend as well. You can stop by the ACA's website to find out the hours of the galleries and all the performance spaces. And for tickets for the performances, the ACA box
yes,
office.
Yes, they can visit Acadiana Center for the Arts online and find tickets there, as well as details, or they can visit the Episcopal School of Acadiana website, esacadiana.com, for more
okay.
information.
They can find out more about that and see Kelly's daughter's pottery.
Yes,
right?
Yes, she loves pottery, loves it.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing that piece as well. Well, thank you so much for taking time to come by and talk with us. Painting and drawing teacher Elise Saunier and Kelly Kinslin from ESA. Thanks.
Thank you.